You're listening to WMUK. You might have noticed that your letters and bills aren't reaching their destinations as fast as they used to. That's because the United States Postal Service changed its delivery standards in January. It now takes 2 days for an average first-class letter to arrive instead of just one. In another cost-cutting move, USPS plans to close 82 mail processing plants by the end of this year, including the one in Oshtemo Township. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel has more on what this means for mail delivery in Kalamazoo and the future of USPS.
This is the sound of letters being sorted. What used to be a full-time job for several mail clerks in the 1940s is now mostly handled by machines and technicians like Rod Holcomb of Kalamazoo.
I basically maintain the electronic systems and also the mail processing automated equipment. And we do everything from the computer systems all the way down to the bearings and belts to make sure that we can actually process the mail as efficiently as possible.
Holcomb calls himself a Postal Service newbie because he's only worked there for 7 years. He came to the Oshtemo Township plant after getting laid off at Upjohn. And when the postal factory shuts down on April 18th, he'll have to look for work again.
I've applied to several different companies, for maintenance on machinery and stuff like that. I think because of my age, I'm not getting any responses, which I think I would if I was younger, because, you know, with 25, 30 years experience, usually they would take you. And now with my 40 years of experience, you'd think that, you know, with a great background, good work history, I'm not getting any responses. So, you know, I'm not going to have a job.
To be clear, USPS has offered Holcomb and more than 150 of his co-workers positions at other facilities in the state. But unless Holcomb was willing to commute, he'd likely have to move. The nearest plant is in Grand Rapids. That's the one that will sort all of Kalamazoo's mail starting in mid-April. The U.S. Postal Service says people are mailing only half as many first-class letters, bills, and cards as they did 10 years ago. But while people are sending fewer letters, USPS says they're receiving a lot more packages. USPS Greater Michigan District spokesperson Sabrina Todd says packages are moving as fast as they always have. That's because most aren't shipped first class.
Packages, as far as priority mail packages, those aren't affected. A lot of people's medications are delivered via priority mail. Those will not be affected as far as the delivery standards that took change, okay?
But that's not the case for small business owner Corey Jock of La Vie en Orange in Kalamazoo.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
She makes underwear out of recycled t-shirts and sends most of them out via first class.
Underwear is small, it's light, so it doesn't make sense to charge twice as much for shipping just so that something can go out priority mail. You know, $4 shipping on a pair of underwear makes more sense in your head than like $6 or $7 shipping on a pair of underwear.
Jack says she's had great luck with the post office in the past, but lately items haven't been getting to customers as quickly. Jack says she feels there's nothing she can do about that. The post office is still her most cost-effective option.
Maybe instead of 2 days, something takes 3 days to get to Texas or that sort of thing. But again, it's not, I think that's kind of what you expect from first class.
Innovations like email and social media have left the U.S. Postal Service strapped for cash for some time. But so is a law Congress passed in 2006. The post office now has to pay retiree health benefits in advance, which almost no company or agency does. It's forced USPS to come up with another $5.5 billion a year. Linda Surrett is the president of the Southwest Michigan local of the American Postal Workers Union.
The Postal Service really is not doing as bad as they say if it weren't for that mandate. And with the gas prices the way they are right now, think about it. They're saving almost $2 a gallon right now. So you know they've got to be making money again. So this was all kind of, it was manufactured.
To stay within its budget, USPS is slowing down service and closing processing plants. By 2017, it expects to save about $20 billion. Surrett says she knows USPS is in trouble, but 5 years ago, the agency made a promise not to change service standards.
If you're losing business, you don't take away the service.
But even cuts in service won't fix everything. USPS says it's in a tight spot. Unlike other agencies, it isn't funded by the government, but it still has to follow Congress's rules. In an email statement, USPS says something has to change in its relationship with lawmakers, or the postal system, that started about 200 years ago, could be on its way out. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
U.S. House Resolution 54 would bring back the 2012 service standards. To follow the course of that bill, visit WMUK.org.